Stacy. And good morning, boys, girls. It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Talk to the baby.
Perfect cast. Don't let him fool you with that buddy buddy act now. Under your thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Your favorite popcorn.
You're just jealous, man. Because you ain't got the moves.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to a Goofy Movie Minute. Sorry for our brief hiatus.
It's lovely to hear your voice.
Where have you been?
I've been working on finding myself, really.
I was on the run from the law.
And then they found you. You didn't have to find yourself.
Yeah, that's right. They found me. They said, who are you? What do you want in life?
Put that down.
So come check out our cozy cell.
Yeah.
I did my time. And I feel bad about what I did, which my lawyers have advised me I should not divulge on this podcast.
Do you feel rehabilitated?
Yeah. You know, I feel rehabilitated for what I was convicted for. But the thing is, I did so many other things they weren't able to pin on me. And for those, I feel like I've not paid my price.
Anyway, well, we had some technical difficulties and we've been sorting those out. So we're glad to be up and running.
Exactly. This minute, which is the 35th minute of Goofy Movie, if you have the DVD or digital file, you'll just want to go to 35 minutes and start watching right now, because it begins with Max walking away listfully.
Sad. And ends with Pete forgetting about his son.
Okay. Yeah. Arguable. So anyway, when we start off, we're still in the idyllic forest.
Goofy's just asked Max if he wants to get some fishing practice in before they get to Lake Destiny.
Which is only
a few days away.
2 or 3.
2.5 days away. And Max says, maybe later.
Yeah, the water is sparkling and the music is very Land Before Timey.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Mother talking about the Great Valley before, you know, she...
They eat their star leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they were called? I don't remember.
Tree stars.
Tree stars. I messed it up.
You're not invited to be on Land Before Time Minute.
Okay. I'll learn so much, though.
Okay. And?
And while he's being all despondent, he throws the stick into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because he threw it forward, but it like landed on a different plane.
It ends up way up the horizon.
That's a better way.
And then his head turns and he's like, what?
Magic Lake.
Stupid Magic
it's
Lake.
It's the final, like, wink of the Magic Lake. Like, we'll be here, Max. Even though you're sad, we'll always be here.
I don't think it's the final wink.
Is there more Magic Lake?
Yeah.
Magic Lake.
Magic Lake.
Magic Lake.
You know who's on the other side of that Magic Lake?
Roxanne. Powerline. It's dangerous to have power lines in a lake.
That's true. It's not either of those, but it's exciting because it's coming up. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, good. Thanks.
So, Goofy's setting up the tent.
Well, Goofy's so disappointed that he just like walks away in the water. He doesn't even care if his socks get wet, is what he says under his breath. Well, he doesn't really say that, but you can tell in his look.
He's wearing wool socks. He's a prepared guy.
That's true. Smart wool.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Smart Wool. Yeah, he's bummed. And then he's putting the pad into the tent. You see some of the stuff that he packed that was on top of their car. And mount stuff, like a full-size teapot and also a cooking pot. Just like he just grabs stuff from the house because he didn't go to REI on the way out. It's not anodized aluminum. It's more like whatever they used to make in the 70s.
Bring your cast lead. Iron camping.
100% lead for heat retention.
Yeah.
Plus, if an x-ray happens, you'll be protected. And if an x-ray doesn't happen, you will get sick.
It was back before they realized that x-rays would be dangerous for you.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. They just gave x-rays like in video form.
We were at the nuclear museum.
Nuclear?
The nuclear.
Nuclear.
Museum. Oh, yeah, that's right. And there was this like machine for checking the size of your feet.
Uh-huh.
That was an x-ray machine. It was from like the 50s or something. But it was like a machine they had in shoe stores where they would... Like, you'd put your feet in it, and it would x-ray them, and it would tell you what size shoes you wear. Dr. Scholes has bypassed that whole process and has a much safer method where you just stand on a little chart and it tells you what size shoes you wear. Oh. And what kind of gel insoles are best for your arch support.
Do they still have those?
I've seen them in Walmart. Not the x-ray things.
No, I know. The Dr. Scholes, how are you standing? How are you standing machine?
I don't know. Maybe they went more political. They say, what do you stand for? Yeah, Dr. Scholes has a lot of opinions.
So if you were a podiatrist. Not a podiatrist, like a salesman. I'm a shoe man. If you're a shoe man back then, mm-hmm. did shoe men get cancer a lot?
I don't know.
Because dentists did. Before they realized they need to stand behind a leaden wall.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because just like you're... I don't think like getting them would give you cancer that much because it's just like getting x-rays. But the people that were giving them 30 times a day, sure.
I imagine if x-rays were so casual that you could just get them done at the shoe store,
yeah.
then they were at a lot of places. And it kind of muddied the waters on who was getting cancer from what profession. Because you could just get one anywhere.
But, I mean, everyone was smoking, too.
Yeah, that also muddied the waters.
You're smoking while you x-ray someone's foot. It's like this shoe, and then someone had the bold idea. They're like, what if you just measured how big my foot is and then measured how big the shoe is? And then we could see whether or not the size of my foot is slightly smaller than the size of the shoe. And they're like, I don't know. Let's just put the x-ray on and we'll see how much gap is there. We'll measure it with a micrometer. Perfect fit.
And we are on a tangent. So,
Goofy's dealing with his rinky-dinky tent, sadly. Sadly, all alone, setting up the tent. And then there's a rumbling.
A rumbling. Is he hungry?
No.
Oh, not that kind of
Is rumbling. It a growl?
No, although he's in the woods, so it's best to stay vigilant.
Yeah. It's not like going to be Bigfoot or something, because those aren't real, so...
Yeah.
Say it. Okay, so Goofy's setting up the tent, looking sad. And then all of a sudden, there's a big shadow, a rumbling. A thing pulls right over him, all low.
Yeah.
Like Independence Day.
That's what I was going to say. It reminds me of Independence Day.
Really?
Yeah.
How obscure. Well, I mean.
It's kind of. I mean, it's.
Things have been in the shadows before.
It's a big, but it's like an unknown looming vessel that is blocking out the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And is clearly very powerful.
Yeah.
And it needs claws to hold it to the ground. Gravity won't do.
Because otherwise it'll fly away.
Yeah.
Probably of its own accord. So I'm following its own desires. Yeah, so...
And maybe this vessel is here to destroy Earth. First evidence for that is that chainsaws come out the side of it. Or circular saws, I suppose.
Yeah. More than one saw must come out of the side of this to cut down all the trees in the area.
To make some room.
And...
Could it have just landed in an area where there were fewer trees?
It doesn't know. That wasn't what it was made for. And... Goofy could have been crushed by these gigantic claws, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They come down on all sides of him. And Goofy doesn't really recognize this has happened.
He doesn't notice it, yeah.
He thinks it's a cloud or something.
Maybe he's he can't hear it over the sound of all his pots clinking together.
Or his own sadness. It's like, and he's like, why is Max so sad? In his head.
Depression can reduce...
Sensation?
The world to... A series of mumbles and muffled sounds.
Yeah. Your world turns into a pinhole.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if he's depressed.
He's depressed right now, whether or not he's chronically depressed.
He's mourning their vacation.
Yeah.
He's in a cute morning. It's fine.
Yeah. It is a pretty cute morning.
It's actually the evening. And earlier, I think I speculated that possibly they could be there in... This is the next morning. Obviously not, because he's setting up the tent.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the book said no.
Yeah, so it would... You're right. That makes sense.
Okay, so now... I don't think we've been saying we're going to do a good job of this. It's a giant RV. There's a big RV on him.
Yeah.
Big motorhome. And now stuff starts to happen.
We get to see all the amenities that come with this RV.
I would say this is a montage, but actually this RV is just really quick at unpacking itself. I think it's real time.
Yeah. So, it's pretty intense. It's like one of those tents that you just throw up in the air and it just pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done. But mm-hmm. that times 1,000. A million.
Times 2 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Math checks out. So, first thing that may be believable is a little satellite that pops up and it's jerking around like it's trying to find some signal.
Sure. Saying hi to the Autobots.
Yeah.
And when the trees are cut, by the way, they all fall, as you might assume.
They fall away from...
Luckily.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you were doing this at, like, an RV park or something... Well, I guess there wouldn't be trees. But, like, this could kill a lot of people.
Yeah, this might just be the camp host walking up to say hi. Now he's two camp hosts, and both are dead.
Yeah, I was thinking, on Goof Troop, Pete's family has a dog named Chainsaw.
Oh. And
maybe they didn't want to put a pet dog in a movie where all the dogs are people, because it kind of like that Pluto thing being kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is like a tribute to Chainsaw.
But I mean, they created that dog to go in a show where all the characters are people, except for Pete.
Yeah. Well, like, once again, it's weird that Pluto's a dog.
Cats can't own dogs, man.
It's like, that's the thing people always point out, is that, like, it's weird that in this universe of, like, Goofy, that his pet is a dog.
Yeah.
That it would be...
Mickey.
No, I thought Pluto was Goofy's dog.
No. Mickey's dog. Or, I'm pretty sure.
I think the point is that in this universe, it's a little bit unethical to own some dogs, but treat others as people.
The thing is, even though it's the pet, they don't own Pluto. He's just... He needs a little help. He's not...
But he doesn't wear clothes either.
He's feral. They found him in the woods. He was raised by dogs. And they're like, well, we're dogs. Pluto was raised by wolves. That's why. Glad we solved that once and for all.
Yeah. So, tribute to Chainsaw. We got it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got the satellite that pops out. Next is pretty impressive. There's like it's like a Murphy bed style amenity, but instead of a bed coming out, it's like a whole patio.
On the veranda.
It's like a pre-furnished patio. There's chairs and pottery, and the umbrella is already out. It's set up like a Better Homes and Garden example. And it's got drinks.
It's got potted plants. So maybe they're fake. I don't know. But there's no way around these drinks with ice in them. What? How is this making an iced beverage, placing it? It feels like just doing that would be hard enough. But it also has to make the ice soon before this happens so it can plunk out a few cubes from the automatic dispenser into the beverage, which is made already, I guess. I feel like that's overkill.
They just assume your likes. That'd be weird. If you had, like, a favorite drink and you just, like, walked out and it was already there.
Yeah. Or what if it takes you an hour and the ice is melted and the house has to make another drink?
Alexa, turn off the veranda.
Next thing that pops out is a hot tub with... It just pops right out. It's full. Kaboom. There's couches next to it. There's a chilled bottle of champagne. A giant entertainment system, including big screen TV, on the wall behind it so that you don't waste any space. I think that one makes sense.
Yeah, except I've never seen a hot tub with couches around it.
It's for when you get tired of being in the hot tub.
So you sit on a couch? Wet people shouldn't sit on couches.
I bet it's like those...
Ew, it's got like a plastic cover, that's even weirder.
No, I don't think it's plastic. I think it's like, you know, like a pool chair. It's that like quick dry... Also, do you think the water's hot already? Probably.
If they're able to make ice, I bet they can make some hot water.
What's next?
We've got a full basketball court,
mm-hmm.
which is impressive on its own. But also, there's a basketball already falling through the hoop.
Right. Like, the ball came out of the hoop.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of difficult to imagine where it came from. But it's kind of like its own little instruction. Like, just in case you don't know what this is, yeah. This is how you play this game.
And here goes the ball, and it's bouncing away.
Yeah, you have to go chase it down. And
you would probably think, that's crazy. Why would the ball just come out? But we just saw iced drinks come out of a table, so...
Yeah.
Now we're all numb to this insanity. This is a full court, right? It's not a half court?
All we see is one hoop, but it looks like it is a full court.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's got the wooden floor that comes out. And
wooden floor!
So, and then, that's not the only sport that... Yep. This RV provides.
Because up on the roof, in addition to providing shelter for you from the elements, there's also a full-size bowling alley up there.
Yeah, there's a lane. A nice
bowling lane. Yes, not an alley. Yeah.
And it's got like a nice little area for sitting. And
the thing that pops up, and it has the balls in it, more than one, I think it has automatic return, ball return. But it doesn't have automatic scoring. That's the little booth that pops up is for you to score. So, you know, Pete likes to keep it quaint.
Complicated. I forgot all about this, but there was a, like, Goof Troop bowling toys at Burger King in the early 90s. It was, like, 1992.
Wow.
So I don't really remember it, but I remember those being at my house because my siblings had them.
Wow.
And they were these little toys that you, like would pull back, and then they'd, like, go forward. And there was, like, one of Pete and PJ and Goofy and Max.
Well, they were all bowling, or it was, like, you like, put them into bowling pins or something?
I don't know. They kind of just moved on their own. They were holding bowling balls. But there was a cool commercial I found on YouTube that was for the Burger King Kids Club.
Oh, okay.
And that was, like, super nostalgic for me to, like, because I am a former member. I don't know about you.
You're friends with AV Kid?
Yeah. I filled out the application myself and sent it in.
Did you have to get a permission?
Yeah, probably. My parents were like, what? Whatever. It was one of the first times I felt truly included in something.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Burger King.
I would never want to be a member of a Burger King club that would have me as a member. Yeah, now we're BK, Big Kids Meals.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah!
Slightly bigger.
I forgot that they did that. Kind of like Lunchables did that.
With, like, double cheeseburgers instead of single cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. They've kind of, like, done away with it now. I mean, like, I can eat a kid's meal and feel full.
That's true. And kids can eat really big amounts of food because they're growing. So it's all switched. We should be eating the small amounts of food, and they should be eating the double Big Mac.
I don't know if I'm going to put my stamp on that advice, but...
A Goofy Movie Minute endorses Burger King and really any bad food for you.
Yeah, be sure to get a deep fried Twinkie on your way out.
Of what?
Healthy cholesterol levels. Can you imagine how loud it would be to have a bowling alley on top of your RV? Like, it's got to be fun.
To whom?
It's got to be fun to play up there, but assuming you're going with, like, your whole family, anybody that's inside, it's going to be like,
thump, thump,
thump, thump.
Yeah.
And then if there's the automatic return, it's like...
That's true. But it would be so much fun to bowl up there.
It seems like a...
360 view of Lake whatever this is.
Yeah. It seems like a better area for, like, shuffleboard. But...
They probably play that inside. What about when it rains? They gotta have some other activities.
Yeah, there's probably a shuffleboard court inside.
Next...
There's the last bit of sporty activity is a full-on pool that already has water in it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's like a decent-sized pool.
Not like a kiddie pool, like a lap pool.
Not even like one of those above-ground or outdoor pools that like an adult could potentially swim in.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a legit pool. It's probably like 4 feet deep and like, what, 30 feet long?
Yeah.
And it's got a whole deck around it, and it's already full of water. This thing has got to weigh a lot.
All right, so a typical above-ground pool, okay, so that's 33,000 gallons of water, and a gallon's about 8 pounds each. So for this one, we're looking at about 26,000 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, and that's not including the whole deck, and this pool seems bigger than that.
It does. So, heavy, I would say.
Well, and that's the thing. This pool was already full. They're next to a lake. They could fill... I'm sure they have a filter. They could send it through a pure filter and fill up their pool. It's not like they're on a... It's not like that's going to break the budget for the RV. But they drove all the way with, what, would you say, 23,000 pounds of water?
And that's just in the pool. There's also a hot tub and a bowling alley.
Yeah.
So...
And it's like, and after all this stuff is happening, it's like, why did you need the claws again to hold it down?
Yeah.
This thing, gravity is not a problem for this. And if there's any physicists or math experts out there, I apologize.
I also apologize.
For our maths. This is a cartoon.
Okay. Well, let's cut to the chase. There's a lot of stuff in this RV. There is no way on earth that any of it could fit in the RV. Let alone all of it. Let alone there still be room in the RV afterward.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the RV even comes apart. It's still a full RV once all the stuff's come out.
It kind of reminds me of, like, there were toys when we were kids, like Micro Machines, and I think there were some like Polly Pocket type things where it looks like a van when it's all together, but it like unfolds.
Yeah, into a bunch of different stuff to enable the different play areas.
Yeah, so it covers a lot of space, but it looks nothing like a van.
But it would, yeah, exactly. It would be like a shell or nothing when it was done.
Yeah.
It would just be all the stuff. Not this one, though. Long story short, it defies physics. There's pool chairs, there's a deck, there's lights that get strung up. There's no way this could exist. And so far, we haven't seen too many things in this movie that could not exist like this.
Is the show kind of like Pimp My Ride, but it's called Rock My RV.
Cool.
And it's hosted by Bret Michaels of the band Poison. Instead of, dang it, who's the guy that did...
Exhibit.
Exhibit, that's what it is. Yeah. So this is more of like a rock genre show. But yeah. I was looking at some of them. Some of them look pretty cool, but not this cool. Some of them did have some neat stuff, though.
It's everything else could happen, but not the water. We'll just even give them the hot tub. This pool cannot exist.
Yeah. But water is a very finite resource.
Mm-hmm.
Your IV, like clean water.
That makes sense. Maybe they just use the water out of the hot tub. You can wash your hands in that afterward.
Gross.
Yeah. You're taking or a shower after the hot tub.
Or the water that you use to wash your hands goes into the hot tub. Also gross.
Yeah. Depends on what you touched. Because basically you are washing your whole body in the hot tub whenever you're in there.
It's like in Waterworld when he like pees into that rinky-dink device.
Uh-huh.
That it's seriously, the way I remember it, it was like an old rusty can that he like peed into and then turned a crank and then somehow it was purified water and he could drink it.
It was a cotton gin. Okay, so the song that's playing during this is, I'm sure you've heard, Wagner's Flight of the Valkyries. It goes like this. That's the second bar. Anyway.
Very iconic song for sure, even if you didn't know who it was.
It's from the beginning of a three... Oh, it's from the beginning of Act 3 of Die Walker, the second of four operas constituting Richard Wagner's Der Ring des Nibelungen.
Once again, if there's any German experts on the listening side of this, I apologize.
If there's any like studiers or native speakers of German, you're welcome for pronouncing that perfectly.
And if there's any Valkyries, I would love to have you as a guest.
And there's an instrumental version, which is this one, which you hear in movies. It's been in movies all the way back to 1915, when it was, it represented the Ku Klux Klan in Birth of a Nation. Ew. But then it came back.
It recovered from that association.
Slightly. I mean, Wagner was
kind of like
the Nazi.
Is it kind of like how tiki torches are recovering from that association now?
They've got a way to go. Maybe if they appear in all these movies.
Yeah, we got to rebrand tiki torches.
So probably most famous was when they're flying into Vietnam in Apocalypse Now. They're playing this song.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Super Troopers, Watchmen,
Jackass. Oh, yeah.
3D when Ryan Dunn's getting blown away by a jet engine. Yeah, and it's in Rango, too. It's usually, has to do with airplanes because of Apocalypse Now. Very little to do with the original opera.
Well, Valkyries fly, don't they?
I don't know.
Am I making that up? Okay. Yeah, they fly. They fly.
All right, well, that makes sense, then. So, after all this happens, Max walks up, and he goes, whoa, now that's camping. And Goofy, oblivious to this entire thing, and still now under the RV, turns around and says... Did you say something, Max? And he's like holding his heart like he thought Max said, what a nice tent. Wow. Is that an insulated pad we will be sleeping on? Because this is camping.
You're the best father ever.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me we'd have tent?
And he is immediately followed by him getting bonked on the head by the ramp.
Which he's also lucky does not kill him. I mean, not the bonk. I could see that maybe not killing you. But then it's only a second later that he lowers down the bridge. If he hadn't been standing right there and lowered this like little platform that goes down to the ground, it could have certainly crushed Goofy.
Wouldn't that be horrific to exit your RV and discover that you'd deforested an entire area and killed half a family?
Yeah, and cut the camp attendant in half. with your chainsaw. You never expect you're the murderer. It's a great twist. I think that would be a really tragic end to this movie as well. He'll be like, I'll never forget the last words I said to him. Now that's camping. And then they'll be like, why did you say that to him? And he's like, well, to be honest, I wasn't even really saying it about him. Or to him, I was saying it to myself about the thing that was about to kill my dad.
So when after he gets bonked on the head, the ramp comes out and like a shadowy figure emerges. There's like steam surrounding it.
There's probably a sauna inside.
It's like ominous in that way. I think a lot of movies maybe do that, where all you see is the silhouette and like the fog clearing because you're like, ooh, who's that? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Must be someone evil. No, it's not. It's Pete.
He's only kind of evil.
He's
a cat. And he says, oh, then Goofy says, Pete? And he says, Goofy? What a serendipity doodah. Who'd have thunk it, huh?
And that's a reference to Songs of the South, another Disney movie.
Serendipity doodah, serendipity day.
And I only knew that because I went to Disney World a few weeks ago and went on the log ride, Splash Mountain. And they were singing that song at the end. And then my sister-in-law told me that movie and that ride used to be really racist.
It's problematic.
So they like took some parts out of the ride to make it a little bit more PC.
But that song is still the craze that's sweeping the nation.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, it's a remix by Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay. When Pete's coming into focus, you see he's kind of like double vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this is from Goofy's perspective because mm-hmm. he just got hit on the head. And that same thing happened to Max earlier.
Yep.
When he fainted, when they found out they were going on this camping trip.
That's true. This is the famed camping trip that started off this entire thing. Pete saying he was going to take his son camping.
Yeah, it was the...
Nothing like the outdoors to strengthen the bond.
And it was what inspired Goofy to go on his own camping trip.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they would run into each other, because there's only one forest.
Well, they are surprised to see each other, so there might be more than one forest. There's this one, and then there's Lake Destiny.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to Lake Destiny, and he was like, we are, but it was too far away to make it one day. Yes. Oh, and how does he afford all this?
I know, because he has the same job as Goofy, who's like setting up barely a tent.
Yeah, is he making $3 more an hour than Goofy?
Yeah.
I just think that Goofy's setting a lot aside because he seems like a responsible dude. And he likes the simpler things.
Maybe Pete...
He won't even buy a new fishing pole.
Perhaps Pete invested very intelligently during the right time. Or yeah. He has a trust fund.
He put all his money in Disney right before the Renaissance. They're like, why did you put all your money into Disney? They just released Oliver and Company and the Black Cauldron. And it's a low point. They're about to go out of business. And he was like, and now he's like, I'm gonna, and then because he is such a big shareholder now in Disney, he's able to be in their movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Back to the book.
Okay.
Feeling defeated, Goofy set up their tent. Who am I kidding? He thought, this trip isn't working at all. Suddenly the ground began to shake, but a huge truck rumbled over. It passed right over Goofy's tent. Two wheels on either side. Goofy squinted in the cave-like darkness. The truck had blocked the sun. Goofy stepped out from underneath. The truck was really a camper, and it unfolded right before his eyes. First basketball court sprang up. Courts. Then a giant pool appeared. On the roof, a bowling alley popped out. Goofy couldn't see the sun, the trees, or the lake. The camper had turned into a grand hotel. Wow, now that's camping, Max said, running up. You can say that again, said the driver. He opened his cab door, hitting Goofy on the head. The voice sounded familiar. Goofy shook his head to clear it. Pete, he said. That makes more sense. If you're in a book, you don't have to like, describe that this like weird stair thing came down.
Yeah, or it's...
It did a great job of like just making it like he was getting out of the car. Because in this one, it's almost like he wasn't even driving.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the car drove itself. Or if he just like... made PJ drive.
Yeah, this is one of those cars that takes care of your every need and then eventually turns on you in a sci-fi dystopian nightmare.
The saws go in the RV.
Well, yeah, where else are they gonna go?
It puts poison ice cubes in your drink
because they slowly melt.
It makes the hot tub too hot. I'm gonna make a whole...
It cooks you alive like Bugs Bunny.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna make a whole side story about ways that your RV could kill you.
Okay.
It'll be fun. It'll be like Final Destination, but in a much smaller set. Did the book actually say basketball courts twice? Or were you just emphasizing that it said multiple basketball courts?
I just messed up the first time. But it said twice. It said
courts. Wow. So yeah. They could have like a tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want to do when you're at the KOA.
Oh, yeah. That's how you establish dominance.
Yeah, or friendships.
That, I guess.
Who's gonna play basketball with me? Yeah, okay. Well, that was the end of this minute 35 of A Goofy Movie Minute. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram.
And
that's
email
it.
Us
oh, yeah.
at agoofymovieminute@gmail.com.
And tell us, what was the most luxurious camping you've ever done? And did you ever own an RV? And did it have a pool in it? And I don't think it did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I don't believe you already.
All right.
Until next time.
What a serendipity doodah.
Now that's camping. A Goofy Movie Minute is not endorsed by Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Television Animation, or Disney Toon Studios. The podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. A Goofy Movie and all names, characters, images, and audio are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. You can get in contact with the podcast creators at agoofymovieminute@gmail.com. The Minute by Minute podcast format was created by Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer of Star Wars Minute. You can find that podcast at StarWarsMinute.com.